gorgeous.
What's he say?
He doesn't know what he like.
Well, he's smiling, he says about his watch.
Has he lost his thousand or illusion?
No, I haven't a watch.
No, no. You say you haven't got a watch, but you have got a watch. But it's not one you wear. It's been away in a drawer for a long time.
That was in the larder.
Yes.
For a long time.
Yes, a watch of my father.
Yes, well, let me tell you. Because your father's here, and your father says you've got his watch in a drawer tucked away. You don't wear it, but it's something wrong with it. It's not going. And he says you've got his watch in a drawer.
Yes, it's not
yours.
You are right.
Your father's here with your brother. And there's also a lady here, too, who died under very strange circumstances. She died very suddenly.
Who died suddenly?
The lady that comes with your father.
The lady that you buy your father from?
Is it your mother?
My mother has suddenly died.
What did she say?
His mother suddenly died?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, it does.
Your mother's here who died suddenly.
Yes.
With your father and your brother. And there's also a young girl here who died under very unhappy circumstances when you were a young lad.
There's ook een jonge dame hier die gestorven is onder ongelukkige omstandigheden.
Yes. The first child of mine.
Yes, she died when you were young.
Yes.
You know.
I was not born.
Well, she's grown up over here with your mother and father and your brother. And she died before you came into the world. Yes. But you're really the second child.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes,
I
was
the second kid.
It was the first child, eh?
Was she? No,
yes, you
no, no, no. Older sister was the second child, eh?
Second child. Well, she's grown up over here because I've met her. She died in infancy, when she was young.
Say, Steve, again,
so really, you...
In the first charge, yes.
Yes, well, that's what I mean.
1 year old.
But it's now for who is it?
The second is now in a monastery.
Wait a moment. Let me tell you.
But may you tell it.
Yes.
Yes, and they changed their religion, didn't they?
Has their religion changed?
No, no, no.
Yes, wait a moment. Member of your family changed their religion.
A lid van je familie heeft dan geloof veranderd.
No, not. It is not so.
Yes, it is true.
Yeah.
A certain member of your family changed their religion, their outlook, religious belief. During the war years, it was true.
During the oorlogsjaren.
During the
oorlogsjaren
is niemand van geloof veranderd.
Pardon?
All my family is Catholic.
Yes, I dare say they are, but there was one person who was not Catholic. It was an indoor. Someone who married who was not Catholic. And it caused a certain amount of, you know, people didn't take to it too kindly because this person was a different religion. You don't know everything. What about your auntie?
What about your tante?
No, there's one nicht, nice, eh?
Nies.
Nies. Is married with a Muslim.
Well then, what's that all about? Your auntie's child who married outside the religion.
Yes.
And it was all rather difficult because she wasn't...
That is possible.
Yeah, I know it's possible. It's true, too.
How do you know that?
Also, you've had some trouble with your back.
Yeah, last met your rug.
Oh, I'm also with... Now I'm sitting more easily, yeah?
What's he saying?
He's sitting more easily.
Yeah, but I said you'd had some trouble with your back.
You have last met your rug, yeah, of late.
Yes, yeah. Last week I have struggled.
Yes, you had a great deal of trouble, and you wonder what you were... You know, you were sort of concerned about your back, because it was giving you a bit of trouble. But you've been having healing. The spiritual healing is helping you. Also, there's a dog here for the comes of your brother.
A psychische genezing helps your tone.
Heb je last van je rug?
Ja, ik heb deze week last van mijn rug gehad. I have too much travel, hè? Market in the garden.
Yes. Will you tell him that his brother's brought a dog with him?
Brother's brought a dog. Your brother has brought his dog.
Pardon?
Yes, brother's brought a dog with him.
Your broer heeft een hond meegebracht.
Oh, yes. He has never had a dog.
Have you had a dog?
Yes, you did when you were boys.
Yes, ma'am.
You had a dog, and there's a photograph of you with your brother when you were little boys in a garden, and you're both sitting down with the dog.
Yes.
In the garden. And your brother has met the dog here, and they brought the dog with them. There's your mummy, your daddy. There's a sister who died in infancy. There's a dog here. There's a photograph of that dog. If you look in a box in your home, you'll find a lot of old photos, and also a watch which belonged to your father. There are several things, souvenirs of your early years and your parents.
Yes.
And there is an enlarged photograph of your mother.
Vergroting van je moeder.
Yes, that is possible.
Well, it's not possible, it's the truth. Your brother, did he write plays?
Yes, he has written two plays.
Well, they've both been produced. But there's one play that never has been produced.
Maar één spel is nooit opgevoerd.
I don't know.
Yes, there is. Among his documents, there is a play that's never been produced. And there's some poetry, too.
And there's also a gedicht.
I will say that to his wife.
Yes, wait a moment. She is in a... Is she making a move? She's changing. She's been talking about making a change or move.
That is her own gepraat.
No, she has not spoken about it.
Not to you, she ain't.
Not with me, but the house is very great for her.
She's saying it's too big for her to manage, and she thinks she may sell it and make a move, but she can't make up her mind. He wants her to stay put.
Yes.
He thinks she should stay there for the time being.
And he thinks that you would blame her.
Yes, you are right.
Yes, and also, there's something wrong with the house.
There is iets verkeerd met het huis.
Yes. It's too great for her.
Yes, but apart from that, there's something else. Wait a moment. He's got a medal. There's a medallion. In a box. When you look through your father's things, when you look through those drawers, you'll find several things, including a watch, photographs, and a medal, and something in an envelope. There's a lock of hair.
A lock of hair in an envelope.
He'll have to check up on me when he gets home.
There's a lock of hair in an envelope.
Your brother had some internal trouble.
Your brother had een van de moeilijkheid met zijn ingewanden.
He has never said it to me. But it will not say that it's not true.
Yeah, did he have some sort of seizure?
Heeft hij soms een toeval gehad?
Yes.
Like a heart attack.
That is the end of his life.
He had a sort of seizure or stroke or heart attack. He died rather suddenly.
Yes, suddenly.
Yes, but he had some indications of this before, and he put it down to indigestion. But he had this your brother's very near you.
Yes.
And also, what was wrong with one hand?
What was the kid with one hand?
Yes. Yes, definitely. One finger.
I will ask that to his wife.
Well, she should know.
Vrouw was de vrouw.
Yes.
Hij zegt ja, definitely. Op een gekke manier zegt hij van dat gaat.
Is it possible that that Gottfried is speaking by himself?
He's transmitting it to me at the moment.
Hij geeft het ook aan mij door.
Well, he's speaking very good English.
No, I'm doing it. It's me, Mickey.
Yes, I'm Mickey.
They are relating.
He is relating all this to me mentally.
Yes.
Hij spreekt dit alles na. Hij zegt dit alles na van wat het bedoelt.
En hoe is Anna? Hoe is Anna?
Anna.
There's a lady here.
Is here Anna? I don't know an Anna.
No, she's here. Stout party.
He must be your Anna.
With your mama, your papa, a sister. There's several other people here. Oh, cripes. You don't understand my English, do you?
There is no Anna. My grandmother has the name of Anna.
Well, she's here.
She's
there as well. And I used to call her Anna. And she's here with your mummy, your daddy, your brother, your sister. And oh, there's a crowd of people here. We all helped your brother. And you.
Oh, that's very nice. They are now all together.
Yes, they're all together over here. And they're happy.
And
there's also someone here who was drowned. Somebody who was drowned.
And there's also iemand die verdronken is.
Oh, yes.
Do you remember hearing about a member of your family many years ago that was drowned?
Een lid van je familie dat veel jaren geleden verdronken was.
Godfried himself is nearly on the strand, huh?
On the beach.
Well, there was a terrible... look, let me tell you the way I'm told it. This person nearly drowned because they just sort of dragged him out, but he went down in the water and they got him out, but he was practically drowned. It was an incident that stands out in the family.
Yeah,
but they nearly lost him.
You are right. He was in a balloon, and the balloon is sunken in the sea.
Yeah, and they rescued, but it was somebody else was drowned, and he nearly drowned too.
The other person is nearly dead, but both are saved after much.
They came down in the sea in this balloon thing, and there was a great struggle to reach the ground, the shore, and they nearly drowned because it was a thing that your people used to talk about. What an extraordinary thing happened when this came down and they were nearly drowned. They used to talk about it a lot when you were young.
Yes.
And you had a lot to do with country surroundings and horses.
En je had veel te doen met het land, het platteland en paarden.
No,
yes, wait a moment. Let me tell you, mate. There was a horse and cart. When you were a little boy, do you remember going in this horse and cart in the country?
Heb je het platteland speel?
Never mind. Do you know who Andrew is?
Wie is Andrew?
Wie is Andrew?
Andreas is a very good friend of us.
Yes, of the family.
No, not in the family.
Well, a friend of the family.
Yeah, a friend of me and also from Gottfried.
Yes, well, you see, they're all talking to each other here. It's a bit baffling, but this person was very much thought of, and you remember him.
Yes.
Andreas. Yes, because they're all together. Your people are very happy. You don't have to worry about your mate, your lot, your mum and your dad and your brother. And all your friends here love you. And they're very happy and send all their love to you.
Many thanks, Mickey, that you will say that.
And you keep your chin up. And you know what, mate? You've got a birthday coming up in a very short time, in a few days.
In May.
No.
My birthday is...
There's a very special anniversary that happens just around Christmas time.
Oh yeah, that is the death of my brother, eh?
Yes, he's telling me all about it.
He he did with Christmas.
Look at Mike.
Do you want to change your tail over now, young man?
Yeah,
you
do.
Martin,
yes,
if you want to switch your tail over, mate, I'll break off while you're doing.
No, I'm just ready. Thank you.
You're a bit of a case, you are, but I like you.
You're a drink, eh? Mike, I'll pop on you. Mark it all well.
Is it Miggy?
What?
Is it impossible to hear the voice of Potsy?
Well, just a moment. Nothing's impossible, but you must be patient, because you don't realise it's not easy.
No.
And over here we have universal language. Everyone can communicate by the power of thought. Transmitting into another language is a little more difficult, but signal type, you leave it to me. What about your tape, mate?
Yes,
what's he say?
High quality.
Oh, but I don't want to shout too much. Because if I shout, I'll keep my voice down for you.
Will it ever record?
Well, I suppose he can monitor realization of it. He's got them there knobs he can twist, can he?
Yeah.
The funny knobs that I have, dus hij zei, ze spreken daar met elkaar, met gedachtenkracht.
What was you right about, Simon?
I was just translating what you said about communicating.
You seem to speak it well, don't you, the lingo, you know. I suppose you know several languages, do you?
Six.
Gosh, you must have had a good education.
All Dutchmen have, huh?
Have they?
Yes.
Well, most of the Dutchmen speak
languages. You've got, oh yes, all right, I'll tell you now. Hey, what you say? Yes, what a steep staircase, oh gosh.
The stair at the top.
What is that for me?
No, it's an old house.
An old house?
It's still to do with,
Johan.
Yes, it's still to do with his people.
It's not much for me to do.
The tall, thin fella.
The andere, lange snuiter.
Yeah,
the lange andere.
Yeah, that's me.
That nice looking bloke.
Thank you.
You're going to move house.
Je gaat verhuizen.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes. Not immediately.
Niet direct.
Later.
Later. Mickey, try to get someone through. There's a good boy.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, you're smart, Jeffy. Take a look, you see.
Yes,
talking away to somebody.
Oh,
yeah, I sit now and let anyone know who comes this woman.
Joseph.
Joseph.
Pardon? Can Can you hear me?
Yes, softly.
Yeah, Mickey. Yeah, I am.
You're all right, Jan.
Hoe gaat het met Jan?
Heel goed, Mickey.
Okay.
Okay. I'm very glad to hear you.
You mustn't worry too much about your health.
Je moet niet te veel bezorgd maken over je gezondheid.
Oh.
There's nothing seriously wrong with you.
Niks verkeerd met jou.
Thanks a lot.
You do worry a bit. But you no need to. By the way, what's the matter with your eye?
What is it getting to?
Oh, no. It's the eye of my brother Arnold.
Well, he keeps on talking about this eye business. It's some problem about an eye.
Yes, you're right.
Did he have some trouble with one eye?
Yes, he has had a very great accident.
Because he said that he could hardly ever see out of one eye.
No, you're right.
He could see all right with one, but the other one was very bad.
Yes.
And he hardly could use it.
He has had two operations.
Yes, because he keeps on about it. He says, tell him I can see perfectly out of both eyes now. I've got no trouble with that eye. I'm perfectly able to see.
It
can be perfect see.
Oh, very. That's very good news. He's now in France, in the abbey,
for his relaxation.
After
he's now in an abbey to have a rest.
Yeah, after the operation.
Yeah, but they keep on talking about this eye business and.
It's
perfectly all right. They can see out of this eye now. It's not as bad, you know. I don't know.
It's so out of sleep.
Seems to get in confusion here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's always the world double, huh?
But who are you talking about?
My brother Arnold.
Oh, Arnold,
yes.
Okay. Well, Mickey has thought that it was my eye. Eh? Mm-hmm. Not my eye, it's my brother. Who is 1 year younger than I am.
Yeah, keep talking about this eye business. And
yeah, that's the one door fell, that door.
They're saying something. Did you say you could see him? The other person could see him in the eye. Well, you can be confused.
Yeah.
Hij
zegt tegen die andere snuiter, die hebben me nou in de war gemaakt.
Sorry, Mickey.
That's all right, mate, not your fault. I have to relay the message. But,
Was that his brother Mickey who tried to snitch his name and called his name?
Yes.
You got some connection with France.
Have you ever come to bring in the plant?
Yes, many connections. My brother, with his eyes now in France, as I have still lived many years in France, so I speak better French than English.
Yes, it's very confusing for me because keeps on talking about this business of this eye and the trouble with operations and not seeing properly out of one eye. Someone keeps telling me these things, but this is another brother as well. It's very confusing.
heeft me alles verteld. Van, dat is erg verwarrend.
Wat zei ze?
Your cat is as good as mine.
Just translating.
Yes, I
know.
What?
Dat je maar niet vertalen dan.
Ja.
What she say?
Well, I asked Mr. Stark not to translate because, he's talking when you are talking, so that's a little bit
confused.
But that's because Mr. Bowman's maybe maybe he didn't understand when Mr. Stark is not translating.
Seems to be caught up with that one gentleman, all the communications with the people. And there's that priest there again, Roman Catholic priest, something to do with his thoughts. Yes. It's a pity about the clock, isn't it? In the house. You've got a clock that's not going properly, it's not working.
Oh, that's very interesting what you are saying.
And you think it's rather strange, don't you, about that clock?
Yes, it's a clock, my older brother, not a brother Rex, who has received from his company a very great clock.
Big thing, but it's not going properly.
Yes, you are right.
And your brother on this side, he's the one that stopped it.
Yes, you are right. He has stopped himself for a good rip. To find a good
repair.
Okay. Yes, well, there's nothing radically wrong with that clock at all. You can spend a few quid having it put right, but it's unnecessary. There's nothing wrong with it. It's been done by the brother on this side to attract attention. And this clock was made as a special gift or present, wasn't it?
Yes, a special gift for
services rendered.
Yes, he's going on pension, eh?
Going what?
Pension.
Yeah, well, you see, he's retiring, and I made him a present of this big clock, but it's been no bloody good since he's had it. Did you understand what I say?
why have you done it, Gottfried?
But they will start it up again, and it will go of its own accord. In spite of the fact that it's stopped now and has been stopped for quite a long time, they will start it up again. You don't have to have anyone in to repair it, because there's nothing wrong with it.
No, it's a good clock.
Oh, the clock's all right.
Yeah. But it's... The mechanism is very...
delicato.
complicated.
Yeah, and delicate. It's just a little slight something that just wants... anyway, it'll be sorted out. It'll work again.
Oh, many thanks that you will say this.
I like you.
You are lovely to do what you like. Oh, you like me. Oh, I like Mickey also.
I'm very interested in that bloke that works the machine with the earplugs.
I'm only getting, because I didn't want to have a fit of coffee, getting something with me.
Are you interested in photography?
Yes, I am.
Do you develop and print yourself?
Do I think? develop and print.
No, no, I don't.
I think you should.
Yes,
you don't think of yourself as being psychic, do you? But you are, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd be surprised that you could get strange things on photos.
Yes, well, do you think it is possible to make a photograph of you, Nikki?
Well, I don't know about that, mate. Possible. Nothing's impossible.
But how can I do it? How can I make such a photograph?
Well, you'd have to experiment and try, mate.
It's my own...
Pardon?
It's my own equipment.
What'd you say?
It's
my
own
equipment.
Yeah, you should be your own equipment, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's
right? Yeah, are you very interested in us and all that, communication and that?
Yes.
Or is it just a job?
No. I'm very interested in myself also.
I think you should start up something and experiment, mate.
Mm-hmm.
And what about the other boy, the Ebriel? You two work together?
Well, we work together, yes.
You get on all right?
You get on all right?
You're good friends.
You are good friends.
Well,
are you good friends?
Well,
considering you're both very different to each other, but you get on all right, don't you, really?
Well, we're working on the same program, for the same program.
Yeah, I know, but...
Do you agree, friends? You know, agree. Are you friends?
Of course
we are friends.
Yes, we are friends.
You mean, Nikki, that if Martin worked with photography, perhaps you could do...
Well, Martin doesn't probably think or know anything much about this subject, but I think he's a sensitive, he's psychic. I think he could do things if he would like to go into this and experiment.
Mm-hmm.
Do you meet a lot of mediums, then?
Do you meet a lot of mediums?
Oh, yes. Nearly 100, I think.
100? Gosh.
All Dutch mediums. And, ask Mr. Beaumont that I think most of the mediums are not very trustable.
Not very well.
Can't trust. Reliable.
Oh, well, perhaps they're not developed properly.
And we will so face disappointment because, we'll be thinking and working during 3 months about this thing.
Yes, well, it's
very fascinating. What you're trying to do is make it...
Well, what I would say is this, you see, that I suppose in Martin, for instance,